It's the radio segment that just set a world record eating 55 lollipops in 3 minutes.
Whoa!
Stick and all.
Wow.
In the stick?
That is... impressive.
Impressive, yeah. Laser stories.
Oh, that's the word.
A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those tuna shakes just don't. This first laser story is out of San Francisco. It seems like a crazy idea, but a Bay Area company will go to your residence and affix a blue check mark to your home, letting your neighbors know you're Twitter verified.
Is this a joke?
I want it!
That was the idea from artist Danielle Baskin, who manufactured blue check homes as a joke online, making fun of Twitter users who think of themselves as elite due to the little blue thingy next to their name.
That's really funny.
It does give you a good... I mean, I don't have it on Twitter, by the way. I have it on there. And Twitter's like the easiest one to get verified on.
I don't think so, because I'm verified.
Well, to her surprise, many did not think it was a joke at all, and they sincerely requested her service.
Other people wanted a blue check?
In less than 24 hours, Danielle received 495 applications ready to get their house checkmarked. If you went online, Blue Check Homes says... The blue verified badge on your house lets people outside know that you're an authentic public figure inside. For verified homeowners, that Blue Check Homes installation team will secure your residence with its very own plaster baronial blue crest for a fee of
$3,000.
$3,000? And people are trying to pay
that. Just print one offline.
I guess they're not going to any houses like rusted out cars in the front yard.
Yeah.
Or, like...
Danielle said, quote, I did what I thought was a mediocre Photoshop job. Very clickbaity.
Yeah. Right.
But still a lot of people fell for it.
Okay, well, I say take their money, Danielle. That's what I say.
So what's going to happen now? Mostly everyone will get rejection letters back, but one person will actually get the crest free of charge.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Bad artist, always not wanting to make money.
This next laser story is out of Oklahoma City. An 18-year-old girl named Blakely Sands tried to go to a bar recently and was very confident in her fake ID.
You know, just fun fact, my mom grew up in Oklahoma City, and she could go to the bar illegally at 18, but men there had to be 21 at the time.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
I know. We've really gone backwards over time, haven't we? Well, the bartender carded her because she looks about 15.
Okay.
And when she flashed her phony license, they confiscated it.
Yeah. Got nowhere to go.
We knew that was going to happen.
But instead of just leaving, Blakely opted for door number 2.
Oh, what's that one?
And behind that door was her decision to make this a huge deal and call the cops. Tell her what she's won, Bob.
Yeah,
well, when police showed up, she swore to them the ID was blankin' real.
If you use a cuss word, it proves you're older.
Yeah. And the bartender wouldn't give it back. The name on it was McCamey McQueen. Not a very common first or last name.
Yeah.
No.
And when cops ran the license number, it belonged to some random guy in Texas.
She's like, and how dare you assume I'm not a random man from Texas?
She's now facing charges for trying to mislead police by presenting a fake ID.
Oh, that's so funny. You know, she thought, oh, if I actually start calling the cops, they're going to believe me.
She stood her ground just like she would do with her parents.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of... Central.
I want to be on the ride.
I don't know, but I'm there now.
Have you ever been on a roller coaster and thought... This isn't fast enough, and I haven't seen my life flash before my eyes.
No, never once.
I like roller coasters.
Me too. And if you have thought that, I've got good news for you, because there's a brand new roller coaster currently being built that will guarantee to scare the human waste right out of you.
What?
Yeah!
It's called Falcon's Flight, and it's predicted it'll smash all existing records for height, track length, and speed, going close to 155 miles an hour.
What? That's too scary for me.
Oh, my God! Listen to that horn!
That's like fast enough where your face gets sucked back.
Not only does it go 155 miles an hour, but riders are going to experience the thrill of diving over a vertical cliff into a 525-foot deep valley.
No,
525 feet deep.
Yep, and thanks to the use of magnetic motor acceleration technology, which means the coaster won't even be touching the tracks. It'll just be hovering above them.
No. Save. What is no? I mean, I'm good for like a little loop-de-loop. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Does that make it feel safe if it's not physically attached to the tracks? The entire ride is just over 3 minutes because it's going so fast. And the only problem is, if you want to try it, you'll have to travel to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to be the main attraction of Six Flags Qiddiya.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Which is different than Six Flags Al-Qaeda.
Not, way different.
Not as fun.
Yeah,
I want to recommend definitely go to the Qiddiya one, not the Al-Qaeda one. Not worth the money. This next laser story is out of relationship headquarters.
Oh.
Are you getting worried your significant other starting to check out of your relationship?
No. Why do you look at me? No. My God, Jeffrey, I have a really great marriage.
Okay. You really protest really loudly. But
well, it was like that big stare after you said that.
No, I was just wondering. But here's an easy way to find out for sure.
All right.
You can get a quick degree online and run a sentiment analysis algorithm on all their social media posts.
You know, there's one person that says, I'm doing that right now.
I'm like kind of into this.
Or you can listen to what I'm about to tell you, because a new study out of the University of Texas found that someone's social media post can predict their breakup 3 months before it happens.
Oh, dang.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
They found that a few months out, there's a noticeable change in the language that people use, whether they're talking about their relationship or something else.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, maybe they're not using we anymore and stuff.
People start using more self-focused words like I, me, and mine, and they start thinking about things less analytically and more emotionally.
Crying now.
Yep. She's about to go through a breakup. Yeah. She knows it 3 months out. The researchers say this shows, quote, there are signs you've already started to disengage from your partner weeks ahead of time.
Oh.
So if you notice you're using more self-focused words, it might be a hint that you've already made up your mind.
What if your partner has not posted on social media in over 10 years?
Your husband, you mean?
You were never, you're never official, I guess.
Yeah, he's got a
I think
family.
His Facebook still says we're engaged. I'm not even lying.
Well, that's probably how he thinks in his mind. I know someone who still is playing the field to this day.
Oh, yeah.
And he's okay with it. Probably because the field's full of cleats. That means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.